Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. Warning. Persons listening to this show are exposed to the truth. This has proved to be deeply disturbing to liberals, sometimes causing mental disorientation and distraction. If you are a liberal and operating heavy equipment or are engaged in potentially life-threatening activity, be forewarned. Pastor Scheidbach is about to make you mad.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach, brain masseur. Are you ready for your gray matter massage?
Truth, served here, flavored by delectable wit. Delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
I hope you will accept my invitation to join us at the Lighthouse for a presentation on Creation versus Evolution by Russ Miller. If you have friends or relatives who have bought into the lie called Darwinian evolution, or perhaps you have questions about whether our rights actually descend from our creator, you know, the way the founders believed, or if you want to just arm yourself to help those that are deluded in that way, well, plan to join us March 7 through 10. That is March 7 through 10 at the Lighthouse with Russ Miller. All right, it's Paul Revere's Lantern Lighter here, lighting the lanterns in the church belfry arch, signaling the enemies on the march, the communist coup update. Here we go. Dr. Gerardus, I assume that's how you pronounce his name, wrote a book titled A Geocentricity Primer. He believes that everything revolves around the Earth. You know, geo, that's the Earth. Centricity, so you know, the Earth at the center of the universe. Wow. There are people like this all over, you know. Folks who believe that, for example, that 15 years of no global warming does not mean there is no global warming. Or people who believed Obama's guarantee that his administration would be the most open and transparent ever, you know, even though during his campaign, up until now. He refuses to produce his long-form birth certificate in spite of millions of Americans who have expressed a legitimate interest in him settling once and for all the question of his constitutional qualification for holding the office. Now, I know many of you, including Beck the Birther Basher, you don't think this is a legitimate concern. But I guess the rest of us have a sufficiently high regard for the Constitution and the rule of law, and we are sufficiently convinced by the overwhelming evidence that something is afoul in the matter. For example, like the taped phone conversation in which Obama's grandmother in Kenya says, well, she was present when he was born in Kenya. And the minor little fact that, you know, the birth certificate that was posted on Obama's website, campaign website, was a proven fraud. You know, little things like that. These things cause us to think it might be a good idea if he got a little more, shall we say, transparent with us about things like, his birth certificate. And his passport files, his Harvard Law School records, his Columbia University records, his Occidental College records, including what financial aid he received, his complete files and schedules for his years as an Illinois state senator from 1997 to 2004, his Illinois State Bar Association records, his baptismal records. I mean, we could go on and on. This is, without any question, the most opaque president to ever walk into the Oval Office. Anyone who does not recognize the obvious fact, this man is hiding something, well, is a fool's fool. We are amazed at people who believe in geocentricity. We are amazed when we learn that there is a flat earth society out there continuing to argue for a flat earth. But I think we can all be even more amazed that there are people who continue to believe that Obama would be transparent. Oh, my goodness. I guess he is transparent in at least one regard. He is the most transparent liar I've ever heard of. He is the most obvious liar we have ever had to deal with. I mean, the man makes Clinton look like a naive schoolboy liar by comparison. For example, remember when he said, quote, I'll be honest, there are countries where a single-payer system works pretty well, end quote. Of course, when asked to name one, he was talking to the AMA, American Medical Association, and was promoting his healthcare scam. And this is what he said about single-payer healthcare. And that's when the government is, by the way, the single-payer. And it means the government totally runs healthcare if they're paying for it. I mean, hey, the kind everyone knows has proved to be a disaster wherever it has been tried. I mean, something that is so well known that when the Washington Post, New York Times, and Los Angeles Times published his speech to the AMA in their newspapers, well, they conveniently edited out this asinine statement, and you wonder why we call them the Obama ministers of propaganda. Goebbels, anyone? Or as Rush calls them, the state-controlled media, or as I call them, the Marxist socialist media, or as my wife's favorite is the mostly stupid media. And I'm not kidding. These papers actually edited out that statement from his speech when they published it in their papers. And as I understand it, they did not even insert an ellipsis there. And by the way, that's the three little dots you see sometimes inserted in text that shows that some of that text was omitted in the quotation or citation. Liars, liars, you can't believe a word that they print. Single-payer healthcare is Obama's goal. You know the kind of healthcare that Newfoundland and Labrador Premier Danny Williams did not have a heart for? Let me explain. Newfoundland and Labrador, by the way, that's a province in Canada on their Atlantic coast. Well, the premier of that province needed heart surgery, a murmur or something like that. And he knows exactly what single-payer health care will do for you, I guess, because he bailed out and headed across the border into, you guessed it, America. Well, he was asked about this, and he said, quote, "This was my heart, my choice, and my health," end quote. Okay, that's putting it pretty bluntly. And he went on to say, quote, "I did not sign away my right to get the best possible health care for myself when I entered into politics," end quote. Are you stewing yet? Got your blood boiling yet? What? What are we going to do when these yahoos finish off our health care system? Where are we going to go? And hey, I don't remember signing off on the government deciding what health care I ought to have or what kind of coverage I ought to buy and mandating to me to buy a certain Listen, when did I sign off for that? Huh? When did the American people sign away their right to get the best health care their own money can buy? Now, folks, listen to what the politician from Canada said and think about what it implies, at least, about government-controlled health care in Canada. The very system many in Obama's camp want to model. He said, quote, "I wanted to get in, get out fast, get back to work in a short period of time," end quote. Oh, my soul. Anyway, there are people who believe in geocentricity, folks. There are people who subscribe to the flat earth theory. Oh, yeah. There are people who believe in global warming in spite of all the fraud that's been made public. There are people who believe Obama would truly be a transparent president, you know, even though he is obviously not transparent about himself. There are people who believe he's a Christian, for example, even though he has said that he is Muslim more than once. But you see, no one believes what he says when he is talking to other Muslims and there declares himself to be one of them. They only believe what he says when he's talking to them and saying he's a Christian. But my friends, make no mistake, the man's a Muslim and he wants to infiltrate America with Sharia law. Ooh, that's just too much, you say. Really? Do you know what jizya is? I think that's how you pronounce it. I've forgotten. Jizya. I think that's right. Stick around. If Iran goes fully nuclear and starts lobbing ballistic missiles our way with nuclear warheads, well, you'll soon learn everything you ever wanted to know about jizya. Jizya is a tax policy taught in the Quran. You know, when the Muslims, you ever notice how Obama says Muslim? He almost said, Muslim. When Islam law is imposed on a conquered people, they are given three choices. First, they may become Muslim. That is, they must accept the Muslim religion, bow to Mecca, and declare Allah is one and Muhammad is his prophet. Or they can pay a tax that is imposed on unbelievers who live in Muslim countries, and it's called jizya. I forget how it's pronounced. This is accompanied with being relegated to second-class citizenship in those countries, by the way. No rights, you know, none of that None of that kind of stuff in a truly Muslim country. At least not for unbelievers, you know. However, if you Islam, and the word means to submit, if you Islam and pay the jizya, well, you will be allowed to live. Because, you see, the third choice is you can choose to die. Let's see now. Obama wants all who refuse to kneel and yield or Islam to his theft of our liberties and rights regarding our own health care choices. Listen now. His health care plan calls for a tax upon all who do not buy the coverage he demands that you buy. Oh, yeah. You see, Obama gives you a choice. You can bow to his dictatorial usurpation of the healthcare industry in America and of your rights to choose your own healthcare and what healthcare you buy and what coverage you have, so on. If he succeeds and takes it over, well, he's going to give you choices because he's a real nice guy, you know. And the first choice you can make is you can buy the insurance coverage that he demands that you buy. And if you refuse and you choose to keep a health plan that's not approved by the government, I mean, you know, by Obama, then you'll have to pay a tax. Quote, the latest version of Obamacare includes tax provisions that tax the health plans of average Americans, while Obama-supporting union members get a free ride, and quote that from John Carter, member, U.S. House of Representatives, Texas. You see, Obama made a deal with the unions. They won't have to pay this jizya. Why? Well, because they've Islam, man, to their masa. Obama. Or is it the other way around? Obama has Islam to his masa, the union bosses. Yeah, that's right. The unions get a free ride on this. So only the non-believers are taxed. That's jizya, baby! Recently, Obama's administration policy stopped a 42-year-old tradition of flyovers during the annual Nampa, Idaho God and Country rally that was, by the way, begun by Chuck Connors. Remember him? Back in 1967. For 42 years, the Pentagon has approved a flyover as God-fearing patriots show their support for America's commitment to liberty and justice for all. Or what I'm trying to say here is that, in other words, the rally is about supporting our military, and it's about honoring our God-fearing heritage. The flyovers are not the government supporting the event. It's the military that is being honored by the attendees of the rally, not the other way around. But the Obama administration has decided that it violates his notion of so-called separation to participate in an event in which thousands of Idaho's God-fearing patriots gather every year to show their support for our military. And then what does Obama do? Well, he turns it into some sort of religious thing, you know? It reminds me of those people who are so sensitive about race, for example, that if you say, well, if you use the word black in a sentence sometimes, they immediately suppose you're making some sort of racial statement. Good night. Thank God there are few. These are few and far between. And I should say for the record that racism certainly does exist on all sides, by the way. No matter what shade the skin color. Friends, racism is a matter of the heart, not the complexion. It's more about the color of the heart than it is the color of your skin. But back to my first point and to conclude the first segment. Hey, there are people who believe in evolution, you know. The bit about polywogs wiggling about and rubbing its head, you know, against a rock until the agitation creates a sensitivity to the sunlight, causing a reaction in the polywog over billions of years or millions or whatever that lead finally to the development of the eyeball. There are people who believe stuff like that. No kidding. People with IQs above 90 actually believe that sort of thing. And some believe the Earth is flat. And some believe the Earth is the center of the universe. And some believe Obama would be a transparent president, honest. And some believe in man-made global warming, you know, that's going to destroy the Earth, so we better do all we can to make Al Gore richer. And some believe that Obama's health care plan does not include death battles. Oh, yeah. You know, where doctors decide when treatment for the elderly is no longer cost-effective, and so, you know, just let them die. Yeah, some don't believe Obama has included this sort of thing in his health bill. Even though we know it is true, I read it myself. I read it to you over the air a while back, and by the way, haven't you noticed how they are beginning to prepare you for this? Richard Dooling, you might have heard of him, is a playwright who's written some scripts for movies and so on, has written a piece published in the New York Times approving of Obama's provision in his health bill for government intrusion into a family's personal business when it comes to making sensitive treatment decisions. You know, advancing the idea that the government, a government healthcare bureaucrat, needs to stick his or her nose into end-of-life choices the family is responsible to make. I mean, excuse me. Many so-called progressive types and others whose conscience has been stripped of the value for human life, you know, viewing it as sacred, as a sacred trust from God, you know, those who are encouraged by the ideology of me and I, who are encouraged to be so selfish, all their values are shaped by self-interest. They're the ones who fit that description, my friend. Not very many conservatives. But anyway, these sorts of people would only be too happy to let the government kill off the inconvenient old people. The same way the government puts a salve on the conscience of people who kill off the inconvenient baby in the womb, or the inconvenient baby that survives an abortion. Or as Boxer once said, the baby that has no right to life until after it's taken home from the hospital. There are people like this. There are people who believe in a flat earth. There are people who believe the earth is the center of the universe. There are people who believe Obama is the center of the universe. There are people who believe they are the center of the universe. But I'm here to tell you that God is at the center of all things, and there will be payday someday. And friend, I'm not talking about the candy bar. I'll be right back.
How to know if you are a lights on or a lights off listener. If you find yourself suddenly feeling like someone turned on a bright light inside your head, and this is followed by a sense of euphoria, described by some as a feeling that you have just been enveloped into the warm and comforting embrace of the truth, then you are a lights-on listener. However, if you experience sudden bursts of rage, uncontrolled trembling of the lower lip, sweaty palms, and mental disorientation, then you are definitely a lights-off listener. Now that you know what symptoms to look for, call 888-770-8000 and leave your message. Is it lights on or lights off? Call 888-770-8000. The pastor is ready to receive your message. Your brain massage will continue in a moment.
Rearranging the face of a clock around the fantasies of a child is cute, but children need to be taught to live in real time. Let's make sure the real world includes appropriate time with dad and mom and the family together. Because it isn't just about time, it's about love. For real answers to family challenges, visit Lighthouse Baptist Church, shining the light of God's truth, guiding families to the safe harbor of God's protection and blessing. Look for the Lighthouse on Betteravia Road in Santa Maria. Call 347-9887 for more information.
Warning. We have learned that some liberals choke on even a small piece of Pastor Scheibach's mind. If you've got a piece of Pastor's mind stuck in your throat, there's only one way to get it out. Call 888-770-8000 and give him as big a piece of your own mind as you can find. Call 888-770-8000 and don't worry, Pastor Scheibach can take it. Call 888-770-8000 and leave your message during the break. Your brain massage will continue in just a moment.
Church is not the place to be trolling for chicks, and it's not a talent show for rockers. So, if you want a rock concert, call Ticketmasters. But if you're looking for a church that takes the lordship of Jesus seriously, and you can endure sound doctrine proclaimed straight from the Bible with the preaching that tells it like it is, without fear or compromise, come to the Lighthouse, where we are shining the light of God's truth to help families safely navigate through the moral storms of our day. Call 347-9887 for more information. See our ad in the Coastal Pages directory.
Warning, Pastor Scheibach is not politically correct. And even more shocking, he is a Christian who uses the word God and prays in Jesus' name in public. The Brain Massage Show stimulates genuine thought. Persons unaccustomed to this experience are often overwhelmed. Stay tuned. Your brain is about to be massaged.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheibach, your brain masseur, and I'm ready to complete your brain massage for today.
Stand by. Five, the Brain four, Massage Show three, is about two, to blow your one. Mind.
Paul Revere's lantern lighter here, lighting the lanterns in the church belfry arch that signal the enemies on the march, an enemy who would steal from us our liberty. A little over time in the first segment, we'll make this one brief. I got an email from a pastor friend in Oakdale, California, asking me if I received a copy of a book titled Geocentricity Primer. This author advocates the idea that the Earth is the center of the universe, and the sun, the stars, and so on revolve around the Earth. I actually haven't read the book, so I don't know what his argument is. It might be along the lines of the Flat Earth Society. You know, there really is one of those. And these folks say that the Earth and everything else stays put. It's fixed in the universe, in the ether. We laughed until, as he put it, he reflected on the fact that, hey, you know, some folks still believe Obama's honest. Okay. I know there are nutcases out there who refuse to see what is right in front of them. But happily, many are beginning to wake up, thank God. Most people don't believe the Earth is flat, or that it is the center of the universe, or that so-called man-made global warming is going to do anything other than make Al Gore rich, or that Obamacare is going to provide free health care to everyone, with the possible exception of the people who are here illegally. Talk about creating a magnet that will draw more illegals into our country. You've heard the White House bawling about the party of no. The obstructionist party. And of course, they're talking about the Republicans who are standing in their way of a communist takeover of our country. Well, I have two questions for progressives. And the first one is, what part of no do you not understand? Ha! You gotta love Ann Coulter. You see her recent article on human events. As she points out, and as by now you already know, Americans don't want socialized medicine. Hello? The reason the thugocrats have not been able to agree on a government takeover of healthcare is because enough of the thugs know that if they detonate the so-called nuclear option and force Obama's will over the will of the people, well, they're going to face the wrath of the people at the polls this coming November. You see, there is this pesky little thing called the people get to vote, man, and it's getting in their way. So what part of no does Obama not get? Well, you see, democracy has degenerated into thugocracy. Obama is trying to talk his Obama bots into strapping a suicide bomb to their political waist and exploding their careers, all in order to pass his bill to socialize health care in America. So my first question to progressives, liberals, is this. What part of no from the American people do you not get? And the second question I have for progressives is this. At what point do you say we can't afford it? When does a liberal say, we can't afford that? Hey, here's an interesting article. Quote, Tracy residents now have to pay for 9/11 calls, end quote. You see, the government can't afford it because too many people abuse it. So what do? Well, we don't heighten enforcement against those who abuse it. No, we do the easy thing. Tax the people. When does a liberal say we can't afford to add billions and billions of dollars to our budget in order to fund this ridiculous health care bill? When does a liberal just call me progressive, and they're doing the same thing to the word progressive they succeeded at doing to the word liberal, making it a dirty word? But seriously, when does a liberal say we can't afford to pay for health care for everyone? Let me tell you when a liberal says we can't afford it. First, when the economy has totally collapsed under the weight of the debt Obama is piling on our backs, and when there are simply not any more rich people to rob, so-called rich people, and when the medical system becomes so overburdened by the flood of illegals, and the fact that people who think they're getting something for free very freely take advantage of it, so the offices become overcrowded with people who probably really don't need to be there. When they're not paying for it themselves, why not? You know what I mean? You get it. Well, at about this time or somewhere along the way, the government will start whining about what they can't afford. And actually, they're already preparing us for this one. They're already preparing us for the idea that it will become the patriotic duty of the old people to go ahead and just die and get out of the way. I mean, the weirdest thing is developing and the strangest thing is going to come up. It's just going to amaze you. All of a sudden, instead of a man being called upon to do his patriotic duty and defend his country from an enemy without, or to lay it on the line for liberty and justice of the sort we took to Iraq, huh? That kind of thing. Now you will have the bizarre specter of a government calling on its citizens to willingly die for the sake of the budget. Because, hey, the government cannot afford to be paying for all this medical treatment for people who are not productive. We have to save that money to take care of the young and the healthy young, by the way. Oh, yeah, the healthy young. Look out, because that'll be next. Don't you see that if you give the government the control of health care and make them pay for it, they can only pay for it with your money. They have to take your money to pay for it. And then they get to decide who gets the money and who gets the care. And it is a very short step from there to politicizing healthcare and beginning to use it to control people, even to the point of packing certain socially marginalized groups onto trains who disappear, never to be heard from again. When does a progressive say it costs too much, we can't afford this? Let me tell you. As long as they can get someone else to pay for it, or suppose they're getting someone else to pay for it, well, they can continue pretending they are the nice people who just want to help everybody. You just wait until they control healthcare, and then they'll start talking about how it's just too costly to provide care for the elderly. You see, in other words, when these progressives finally take control of all your money and property, then they're going to start talking about what they can afford and cannot afford to do. And like in every socialized country, the politicians live high on the backs of the downtrodden masses who grovel at their feet. Wake up! Well, folks, I have lit the lights in the Belfry Arch that signal the enemy is on the march. Call in and let me know that you see the lights are on. Call 1-888-770-8000. That number again is 1-888-770-8000. And say, lights on, if you agree with me. If you disagree, it is easy to register your thumbs down vote. Just say, lights off, and hang up the phone. But if you get mad at me, you hang it down real hard, you'll break your phone. Be careful, you push that button on your cell phone so hard, your thumb will go right thin anyway. You can reach me by email. Go to santamarialighthouse.org. Click on the Contact Us button in the top right of the menu bar, and then write me a message. Now, the space there doesn't look very large. We need to make that bigger. But I understand it expands. You can write as long a message as you like. God bless you. God save America. I'll see you in church.
How to know if you are a lights on or a lights off listener. If you find yourself suddenly feeling like someone turned on a bright light inside your head, and this is followed by a sense of euphoria, described by some as a feeling that you have just been enveloped into the warm and comforting embrace of the truth, then you are a lights on listener. However, if you experience sudden bursts of rage, uncontrolled trembling of the lower lip, sweaty palms, and mental disorientation, then you are definitely a lights-off listener. Now that you know what symptoms to look for, call 888-770-8000 and leave your message. Is it lights on or lights off? Call 888-770-8000. The pastor is ready to receive your message. Gotta have more? We understand. Tune in Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. and go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com. Love him or hate him, the brain masseur is going to make you think. Tune in Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. and go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com.
Folks, I want to invite you to join us at the Lighthouse Baptist Church for a presentation on creation versus evolution by Russ Miller. He's got his act together on this important subject, and I want you to have an opportunity to get his material. If you have friends or relatives who have bought into the lie called Darwinian evolution, or if you or people you know have questions about whether our rights descend from our Creator, you know, the way our founders believed, well, then you'll want to plan to join us March 7 through 10. That is March 7 through 10 at the Lighthouse Baptist Church with Russ Miller, and he is going to blow away the mind-darkening myth of evolution with the light of truth, supported by real science. You know, not that science falsely so-called the Bible speaks of, but the real deal. You know, the truth, baby. March 7 through 10 here at Lighthouse. Call for more information, 347-9887, 347-9887. Okay, folks.
Need a brain massage? We've got one waiting for you right now. Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com.